Today we welcome to the program Quincy Recreation Director Michelle Hanley because it is time for in-person summer recreation programs here in the city of Quincy. Hi, Michelle. Nice to see you.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Sure. It's a pleasure. I know you're gearing up for an extremely busy summer, but before we talk about that, how did summer 2020 go in the rec world? Were you able to do anything at all?
We were. 2020 was actually pretty successful for us. We were able to hold most programs. We made plenty of modifications following the guidance from Ruth Jones, the health commissioner at the time, who's now retired. I hope she's enjoying retirement. But Ruth was wonderful. We followed all of the guidelines from the Commonwealth. And I'm very, very, very happy to report that last summer we had zero cases of COVID for any participant or any staff member. We were very, very vigilant with the guidelines and mask wearing and hand washing and moving people to different locations if they were contacts with cases and quarantining and whatnot. So we were very lucky. It was a lot of hard work, but we were happy. The kids had a great summer, and the staff was happy to be able to work, and the parents were happy that they were working, and the kids were happy to be out. And so it was great. It was really great. And I know I've said this before, some of the changes we made in 2020 due to COVID, we found we actually liked. And so some of those changes are rolled into the new program for this summer.
Oh, talk about those if you could, what will be continuing.
Sure, absolutely. Down at the boathouse, we added single person sailboats because of course, last summer you couldn't be in a widgeon, which is one of our O'Day widgeons are the type of sailboat we use in the sailing program where you would have 3 to 4 students in a boat with an instructor. So of course, last summer, unless they were all of the same family, that couldn't happen. So we were able to, with the mayor's help, obviously, and support, we were able to buy single person sailboats. And so we will continue to use those in our fleet this year. We added 5 single person sailboats last summer. So that will be something we'll continue. We also changed the way people check in to the program and check out. We did it electronically. No more pieces of paper printed at the office at 7 a.m. for sign-in. We were able to use modern technology and use our website to have real-time check-in and check-out digitally with a line of parents and cars. And it really was very smooth once we got the hang of it. And so we're keeping that this year, too.
So it's okay, great. I know that. I'm sorry.
One more piece. That's okay. Yeah. The hand washing stations.
Yes. I was going to ask about those. Yeah.
Yes. So the last summer, Dave Murphy, the Commissioner of Natural Resources, was able to put hand washing stations at all of the playground locations that were fresh water and soap. So not just hand sanitizer. It was actual water and soap at all the locations, which of course we made sure the children wash their hands as soon as they got to the program after a snack. If we saw them touch their face or their mask, we sent them to wash their hands. And we loved it. And we found that, participants or parents who brought their children to the playground later in the day also appreciated the opportunity to wash their hands after. I mean, it's kind of one of those things. I'm wondering why we didn't have it before. But we kept those. They're actually out. They went out yesterday. So the sinks are back out again.
Excellent. I know there were some space limitations or occupancy limitations, if you were. Is that going to continue this year too?
You're right. We had to have a very strict cohort model last summer. We could only have groups of 12 participants, and each group had their own set of equipment that was washed at the end of each day.
Right.
And sprayed down in the middle of the day as well during snack time. This year, initially that group moved up to 25, and now the newest guidelines, we're back to pre-COVID guidelines. Because we're a program, the governed by the Commonwealth, the laws of the Commonwealth, the children will not need to wear masks this summer outdoors at all. And anyone who is unvaccinated needs to wear a mask indoors. So that would be any staff members and any children under age 12. And then any children over age 12 that aren't vaccinated. The nice thing is the state gave us the permission and actually encouraged us to ask the staff and have a copy of their COVID card. And I'm happy to say 98% of our staff is already vaccinated.
That's amazing. That's great.
That's wonderful. Really, really good news.
Will you be able to provide masks for those who do need them?
Yes, yes, yes. We have a supply of masks that we have at each location. You know, we did that last year as well with sanitizer, even though we have the hand sinks. We have sanitizer and masks at all locations also.
Okay, great. I know you were actually able to bring on some young staff members, right, to kind of oversee, to make sure all the regulations were being followed. Are there opportunities this year too for workers?
We did. We had park monitors, was a new program that we initiated last spring, which was a little bit opposite of what we normally do. Park monitors were making sure people were not playing at the playgrounds when they were closed. And then once they opened, the park monitors were there to make sure that the number guidelines were being followed and to help clean.
Right, yeah.
We don't need park monitors this summer, but we do still have cleaners. And we've added some new offerings to the summer program, and we have expanded the free playground program by 3 locations. So there are still plenty of people will be working again this summer. Most of the employees who worked in those other positions last summer were employees whose parents or themselves were nervous about being around so many people and children last summer. So we didn't want to tell them that they couldn't work.
Right.
We want everybody to work that wants to work and that's qualified and hired to work. So we found locations for them and found jobs that were very important to the department.
Excellent. It's really is amazing. This summer. Yep, yeah, it's amazing how far we've come in a year and what a difference the vaccines have made in this whole crisis. It's just really, really incredible. I know that it was such a relief for parents last year to be able to send their kids to these rec clinics just to be able to get them out, get them some exercise, get them some fresh air, and let parents work from home, which many of them were doing too.
Yes, yes, and I hope that continues. We're running a spring program right now after school, and the attendance has been wonderful. Like you said, people are very happy to be back out out at the playgrounds and playing. We found last summer of 2020, to be very similar to the summers of the 80s, where kids were back out on bikes, they were back out in the neighborhood, they were playing street hockey in the street and moving the nets when the cars came. And you remember when we would all yell, "Car!" and we'd move to the side and let the car go by. And it was very nice to have the kids playing again.
Yeah.
And we saw an uptick in certain neighborhoods in our playground program. Parents who normally work in office locations during the summer and whose children were in full day camp or maybe with grandparents who of course were working from home, so they were home with the children, and they couldn't believe the city offered such a wonderful program for no cost.
Yeah.
We're very, very lucky that the mayor and the city council support our free programming here in Quincy.
That's great. The kids are probably, believe it or not, so sick of their devices, which you'd never think you'd see. They wanted to get out and play because they were going to school on their devices.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure this year as well, they'll be happy.
So let's talk about this year. Summer rec clinics for 2021. What's going to be happening, Michelle?
Yep, 2021. We have an entire wonderful brochure. Joe has it. He'll screen share it. It's out on our website and it's on the school department site. And hard copies are going home today through the spring program. And of course, we have some in our office if anyone needs them. But we will have the pool is reopening. The pool had been closed for a locker room renovation. So people are going to be so happy. And thank you to Paul Hines and the public building department who are renovating the locker rooms. The pool will reopen for swim lessons. We'll have two sessions of swim lessons. Again, this summer, children need to be 6 years old to 18 for swim lessons. The lessons are free with a pool membership.
Okay.
So if you have a pool membership, there is no charge for the lessons. Registration for swim lessons will be next Wednesday, June 16th, in person. That's our only in-person registration. In person from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Pageant Field under the pavilion.
Okay.
The reason the aquatics program is in person, we can only take 12 students per class, so they fill rather quickly. And we know a lot of parents, they like to be social as well. They want to be in a class with their friends. Maybe they're helping carpool, or maybe, you know, they're sharing days, bringing the children to class. And so if you're all doing it online, that's really difficult to do.
Yeah.
But if you're in person in line, we can move people around to make sure they're together. The other reason is to our water safety instructors, who I should point out are all American Red Cross trained. We are an American Red Cross licensed training provider. And so that means that all of our lifeguards are trained in American Red Cross, all of our water safety instructors are trained, and we also have two lifeguard instructors on staff now, and they're able to train our lifeguards. So we're a very, very safe facility, but they will be available on registration day if parents aren't sure what level a swimmer their children are.
Okay.
From level 1 up to level 6.
Okay.
Each level has a, you know, different strokes and different skills involved. And so they'll be there in person. It's a lot easier to answer the questions in person and faster than emailing people back.
Sure. So important. You know, we've unfortunately seen already a number of tragic drownings, including right here in the city of Quincy. Really the best way is to teach your kids how to swim, right? To keep them safe.
It is. And part of the swim lessons at every level is water safety instruction. And you know, Red Cross has a slogan, reach or throw, don't go. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to hear us saying that a lot this summer. We're talking about making a water safety video to get out to the kids before next week, before school ends, to teach them, reach or throw, don't go. If your ball is starting to float away, if your friend is starting to float away, reach or throw something, don't go. Even if you need to take your shirt off to throw it out, mm-hmm. to have them grab onto, grab a stick, grab a towel, grab anything. If you also go into the water, you're both going to be pulled down. And that's what we're seeing. And it's very sad. It's heartbreaking, really. I think of the two cousins in Brockton and the young man this weekend who, you know, it was balls. They went out after balls. Let your ball go. I will get you a ball. I will give you one of my balls. I will go buy you a ball. Let your ball go out in the ocean.
You know, it's funny you say that, because my initial thought was bring a bunch of balls to the beach. You know, if one of them goes away, then you've got more.
Right. The tide will bring it back. The tide will bring it back later. You know, if the tide's going out, the ball's going. Let it go.
Yep.
Let the ball go. We'll get you a new ball. But that's, you know, that's some safety instructions for everybody. It's even sometimes a very good swimmer, if the water is cold, mm-hmm. it's June and the water is still cold, the water won't warm up until we hit August. And if we have that extreme heat like we had this weekend and cold water temperature, your muscles play tricks on you. And even if you're a swimmer, you can be in trouble.
Yeah.
So don't go.
Absolutely.
Reach or throw, don't go.
Good. We're going to keep repeating that so it sinks in, sure. But you have a rest of your stuff is online, right?
We do. Yeah. I love the swim lessons, and I think they're important. We were closed last summer because of the locker rooms. And so I think I'm glad that we spent a little extra time on swim lessons. But to very quickly recap, we have a free playground program at 18 locations around the city. That will start June 28th. Registration is right on site at each playground. The playground program is 8:30 to 1:30. It will go from June 28th to August 12th. As I said, 18 locations around the city, and they follow a weekly schedule. No fee, registration done right on site. Your child will just need their name, address, your phone number, and your name. Parents, I'm speaking to you when I say your. We run Happy Acres is another free program that we run. It's for children with learning differences and physical, mental, and emotional disabilities. And that's a wonderful program that's held at Pageant Field. We have Prevention First and Teamwork programs. Oh, I skipped the boathouse. Sorry. Let me go back to boating. I see boating's next on the list here.
Yes.
The boating and sailing program registration starts on Monday. The registration is online on our website, quincyrec.com. And the boating program is for ages 8 and up. You do need to pass a prerequisite swim test, which will be held the first week of the program, June 28th to July 2nd at the pool from 6 to 7:30. But we have a first year boating class, and then we have intermediate sailing, intermediate canoe and kayak, and advanced sailing lessons. Also, the boathouse is open for adults to come and take the boats out in the evening as well and on the weekends. That information's all in the booklet here and on the website.
That is an incredibly popular program that fills up really fast, I know.
It is. It is. It's so beautiful. Blacks Creek is just a beautiful, beautiful location in our city. We're so lucky for, you know, all of the natural resources we have here in the city of Quincy. You can be kayaking or canoeing out on that creek, and when you're in there, you forget where you are. You could be anywhere. You could be in New Hampshire. It's just as beautiful.
It's true. And for some reason, it's insulated from all the city noise. It's very quiet when you're down below there.
It really is. It is. You could be anywhere. And that's the boating and sailing lessons for the children are free with their membership as well. And then their membership entitles them to come and take the boats out during the recreational time, which is in the evening and on the weekends.
Okay.
And so that's all on the website. I've already mentioned Happy Acres briefly. Prevention First and Teamwork programs are more for free programs. The Teamwork program is really wonderful. We've been doing that for, this will be our 13th summer. We work with the Quincy Police Department for this program. We put plainclothes police officers at three locations around the city, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Monday through Friday night, to give the kids a place to go, a safe place to go and play. We think it's a wonderful opportunity for them to get to know the police officers and for the police officers to get to know the children. There's been some really great dialogue that's been involved in that. We run that program with a grant from the Charles E. Shannon Jr. Community Safety Initiative Grant.
Sure.
Quincy Police are our partners. We're the prevention partner, and they're, of course, the law enforcement partner in the grant.
Nice.
So that's really wonderful. Those locations are Kincaid for this summer, Kincaid Park, Clifford Marshall School, Welcome Young Field, and then on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings, we have a drop-in volleyball program at North Quincy High School from 5:30 to 8:30.
The new Kincaid Park, it's gorgeous.
Oh, it's excellent. It is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. We're really lucky. And Welcome Young is a home of facility this year as well.
Oh, okay.
Completely renovated last summer. It was closed last summer for renovations. It's beautiful also.
Very good.
We're very lucky here in the city to have such wonderful facilities. And Dave Murphy, the Commissioner of Natural Resources, does a wonderful job, of course, with the support of the mayor and the city council. Next up on the board here is a very new program, Leader in Training Program. So this is geared for children who are a little bit older. They're young teenagers entering grades 9 and 10. So they're too young to work. You have to be 16 to work for the city, but too old in their mind to go to camp. They don't want to camp anymore. So we're running a special program just for them called Leader in Training that are in 2-week sessions, 4 2-week long sessions. And they will have their own director and their own specialist working with them. And they will actually help out at some of the camps that we'll talk about with the little ones. And they'll have, you know, lots and lots of fun this summer.
Nice.
As leaders in training.
Get them some good life skills and job skills, perhaps, for the future.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And we're going to have lunch on Friday, lunch with the leader on Friday. And, we'll have a job training day where they will talk about interviews and how to dress and how to act in an interview.
Nice.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We run a sports and more clinic, which is for grades 3 through 9. That's up at Pageant Field. We're running 10 weeks of that clinic this year. Actually, sorry, we're running 11 weeks of that, not 10, 11 weeks this summer. We're starting right when school gets out. We're starting June 21st with summer kickoff and going right until September 3rd with Best of Summer will be the last one. You'll see each week has a theme. Mm-hmm. And 1 or 2 days a week, we really play that theme up. A lot of the time at camp, we're playing games like dodgeball and capture the flag, kick the can, gaga ball, kickball, you name it, they're playing it at camp. And each craft, the crafts that we do, the arts and crafts we do during the week are geared towards what the theme is.
Gotcha. So
that's pretty neat. I'd like to thank Lisa Amola for the wonderful pictures in the booklet. These are all pictures from 2019. Some from 2018. We went back to pre-masks for the pictures. We did have some nice pictures last year, but we want to be able to see the kids' faces. So we
absolutely, yeah.
This year, so thank you to Lisa for these wonderful photos and Quincy Recreation staff for some of the others.
Nice.
The Jumpstart Clinic is held at Mitchell McCoy Field. It runs from 9 to noon, and it is for children entering kindergarten, first and second grade in the fall.
Okay.
There are 7 weeks of Jumpstart this year. And again, they follow a theme. So we've got WOG World of Sports, Out of This World, Princess and Pirates, Superhero Training, Summer Safari, Wildlife Explorers, and Best of Summer. And those are very, very popular as well. That the instructor there does a wonderful job. And I should say that my staff are excellent. The Quincy Recreation staff are wonderful, wonderful people. You'll love them. Come to our programs. You'll love them, I promise.
Those are fun too with the real little kids.
Yep. And this year we're going even younger. Another new program that we're starting this year. We've had requests from, you know, from parents and grandparents and others in the community over the past few years to expand some of the programming. So in 2021, we were able to do that. We had it queued up for 2020, which of course didn't happen because we didn't add anything new last year except for a few facility changes. Mm-hmm. But Kids Corner is for participants, children ages 3 through 5. So that would be 3, 4, and 5 year olds, and it would be 5 year olds not going to kindergarten. So it's basically preschool. Okay. There'll be 7 weeks of that as well. It is a drop-off program. We do have a teacher running it. There are actually teachers running that are the directors of all of these programs. And that's 2 hours a day. So it's 9:30 to 11:30, Monday through Friday. And again, each week has a theme that will follow for games and crafts and activities.
Nice. That's before the day gets too hot too, which is kind of nice.
Yes. Yes. Yep. And that's going to be in Adams Field. You'll see my common theme for those little one camps are places with full fences.
Good
places
idea.
Where it's a full fence. The children won't realize that they're in a giant playpen, but we know.
Right. Adams Field is gorgeous too, so sure.
Fully fenced in, yes. Yep. We also will have 10 weeks of tennis, 6 weeks for the elementary students entering grades 2 through 5, and 4 weeks for the middle school students, grades 6 through 9. So middle school and first year of high school. Current eighth graders are still available for that. That will be at the Quincy High School tennis courts.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, wonderful tennis program with some of our Quincy Public School teachers, again, run those programs. The last on the list here for activities are our 1 week long sports and sports clinics and workshops. And so we have something for everybody offered here. If there hasn't already been something earlier
right.
that interested somebody, we've got everything including our popular QATV. Our
yes.
QATV workshop is in this, which is wonderful. We have arts and crafts, golf, softball, basketball for boys, basketball for girls, lacrosse for boys, lacrosse for girls, baseball clinic, the swim team clinics. Are a little bit different this year. We broke them into two separate age groups. In the past, we've done the full age group together, and with some feedback from some folks, they asked us if we could shorten the time a little bit and separate the groups. So
okay.
on that for you this year with the swim team clinic. We are offering cheerleading and dance again, as well as the musical theater workshop, track, field, and distance with Jeff Hennessy, TV production workshop, there it is, boys soccer, girls soccer, and two sessions of volleyball. We're adding an extra session of volleyball this year. Caitlin Plaskas-Vitas, the North Quincy High School coach, reached out and felt horrible for the current eighth graders, because the current eighth graders missed out on their last season of middle school volleyball in the city. And so she said, is there a way we can do two clinics, one for the younger students and one for the high school students, and include those eighth graders in both? So they will, of course, be ninth graders in the fall. So we're running an evening volleyball clinic on starting July 6th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. for grades 9 through 12. And then we'll have a daytime clinic for grades 4 through 9.
Oh, okay.
So those ninth graders get a double bite of the apple with the volleyball clinic.
Yeah, everybody gets a chance to make up for lost time, which is kind of nice, yeah.
Right, wonderful. And then the back page of our brochure, I know that you've already done a show on Flag Day, but our wonderful reminder, Flag Day is this Saturday in Quincy, and we're very excited to have the parade and the fireworks show.
Will the Recreation Department be represented in the parade, Michelle?
We help to run the parade, yes. We have staff at the front and in the back helping with the parade, particularly with the youth groups, helping the youth groups get organized and get down the street in
right.
orderly fashion, and make sure that they all have their flags, and we're part of the committee. There's a wonderful Flag Day committee that's headed by the mayor that meets weekly at 7:30 a.m. and the Flag Day committee works hard to put the parade together. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful family event. This year, with the COVID restrictions, we're not having the ceremony at the top of the hill at Pageant Field, and instead have moved the fireworks out to Quincy Bay.
Mm-hmm.
The barges are already here in Quincy. The other two are coming Saturday. And so the fireworks this year will be seen from Wollaston Beach. So the parade starts at Quincy High School and will finish here at Adams Field, and then folks could head over to Wollaston Beach or anywhere along the bay to see the beautiful fireworks.
Yeah, and we'll be bringing the parade to folks live right here on QATV as well. So we look forward to joining you then.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Some more very mm-hmm. great pictures.
So again, QuincyRec.com is a great place to start, right? And what's the main phone number there, Michelle?
Right. Thank you. QuincyRec.com. We'd be happy to also answer phone calls. 617-376-1394 is the phone number for the Recreation Department. And through the website, you can get my email if you'd like to send me an email. That's fine too. Just know Ian Hanley. mhanley@quincyma.gov is my email. I'd be happy to help in any way that I can answer questions. Particularly for parents with a first-time participant, it's a little confusing. We offer a lot, and we do it different than some other folks around the Commonwealth.
Are there, just curious, are there translation services available, Michelle, for if there's a language barrier?
Yes, the website, QuincyRec.com, down the bottom has the Google Translate feature.
Okay.
That has many, many, many languages available.
Okay, excellent. And then at the different clinics, is there translation available if there's a problem?
We have staff who speak multiple languages at the facilities, so yes.
Okay, excellent.
We definitely have an opportunity to speak to parents at drop-off and pick-up and the children if needed.
Great. There is just a myriad of things to do, and there's a lot of new residents of the city, I know, that might be finding the Recreation Department for the first time, so hopefully they can partake of some of the activities.
Yes, really, it's wonderful. We're very, very lucky. I know I say it all the time, I probably say it too much, but we are very lucky to have the support of the mayor and the city council to still be able to offer free programs for our residents. There are not many other departments in the Commonwealth that are able to do that or willing to do that. They should be. They all should be. And, you know, when we talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, very, very much these days, particularly after the pandemic and what what the pandemic pointed out, you know, when we've got three areas of economic disadvantage in the city, we should be offering free programming. And I'm very, very proud that we do. We run wonderful, wonderful programs. The school department does as well. And again, we're lucky and grateful for the mayor, the city council, Dave Murphy, the commissioner of natural resources, and my entire team here at Quincy Recreation, the secretary, or my administrative assistant, Eileen Henry, my program coordinator, Eric DeBoer, and all of our supervisors, my aquatics director, summer program director, I'm going to thank them all. The staff, they're wonderful. They're wonderful. You won't find a bad recreation staff member. And if you do, let me know.
Because you'll go out and hire them.
I'll go talk to them. Right, exactly. And if you know somebody who would be a wonderful addition to us, and if they're over 16 and Quincy residents, that's the two important factors to be able to work for us at Recreation. You need to be over 16 or over, and a Quincy resident to work here at Recreation. Send them over to apply.
All right. Sounds good. Great to talk to you, Michelle. Appreciate your time, and have a great summer of fun in 2021.
Oh, thank you, Joe. That rhymed. That's good. I think I'll keep it. I'll use that. Thank you very much, Joe. Thanks for letting me come on and talk about our programs.